My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But you can help us really expand that. We're on all digital platforms, so if you would share far and wide, and remember the algorithms are not kind to us at all. We won't get into the details, but we need your help in sharing the ideas we're bringing forth. I think we're at the forefront among a lot of others who are bringing out the truth of TPUSA. The weaponization of Christianity, the takeover and modifying of Christianity, it scares me. And we're actually preparing a whole series on this. Doug Thornton and I had a very deep, in-depth conversation on this the other night. And this was 2 days after our interview that really got people's attention. And we barely touched the surface. And I see more and more evidence that everything that we hold dear is under attack right now. And there are those who are criticizing Trump, and I'm going to criticize when I don't like something he does. That's my job. But I will tell you this, if we had anybody else, I believe, sitting in the Oval Office right now, we would have already lost our rights. And actually, we're going to address that in a later segment in today's show. So people are going to criticize me for standing up for Trump because he's done and said some things that people don't like. And okay, I understand that, and that's your right. His comments about Rob Reiner were reprehensible. Rob Reiner, I did not care for him at all. But in death, we don't touch people like that. We don't. It reminds me of Jimmy Kimmel did with Charlie Kirk. And that was reprehensible as well, too. Rob Reiner, rest in peace. And it was your right to disagree with me and Donald Trump and other people. You did not deserve what happened to you. And Donald was wrong to do that. But folks, when I cover some things later in the day, as you're going to hear, you're going to say, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm glad he's in the Oval Office. And I know the criticisms are there. I hear you, and I'm right there with you. Kash Patel, Donald Trump covering up what happened to Charlie to preserve the Middle East peace agreement. I'm there with you too. But there's a bigger obfuscation of the truth going on right now than Donald Trump. And that name is Erica Kirk. And I want to make sure, very clear about this, okay? Grieving widows, and I left this alone until last week, totally. And despite what I saw with body language, insincerity, acting jovial in times when people would be hiding out under the covers in deep despair. And I ignored all that. And I tried to address it falsely to individual response to a terrible situation. But that doesn't excuse overt lying, obfuscation of obvious facts, hiding the truth that Charlie was uncovering. It's all coming out now, and I'm still uncomfortable sitting on the seat that's going to criticize a widow. But when the widow lies, the grieving goes out the window. And there are massive lies being told by Erica Kirk in the inner circle at TPUSA. And some people are going to recoil at the fact I said that, but we're 3 months into this now, and I feigned sympathy despite I knew what I was seeing, and I just said, I just can't believe it. I don't want to believe it. Don't think it's appropriate for me to talk about it. And I told people that privately, and I said, but I'll tell you what I'm seeing in body language. Well, now we go beyond body language to actual language. And lies that are being exposed all over the internet. James Lee 5149 has published a summary of the lies. I don't think he caught every one of them, but he did a good job catching most of it. And lies need to be exposed when you take an organization that is so important, like TPUSA was. Let me tell you, Trump is sitting in that White House today because of Elon Musk and because of Turning Point. Those are the two primary factors right there. And Turning Point has been turned away from their point. And this is what Charlie was objecting to. And oh my gosh, was Erica Kirk a part of it? It's becoming much easier to believe when I look at the circumstantial evidence. We're going to get into some of the lies. I won't go through all of them. They're too numerous to mention, but I'm going to go through some of them. And then we need to take a step back and say, do we try to force a reclaiming of Turning Point's mission? Or do we say we need to go in a different direction? And that's really the fundamental question. If you like scandal, you're going to like this report, but that wasn't my intention to promote sensationalism here. I'm promoting truth, and I'm trying to keep the youth of our country from being emotionally and intellectually kidnapped by an illegitimate operation now that's been weaponized in favor of a foreign country. So you know what we do here? We are brought to you by a great sponsor here. And someone wrote to me and listen, I'm not what I used to be physically. Okay. I had some pretty good athletic prowess. I won't bore you with details. I bored some of my friends with it. Oh, you know, I used to run a blank, blank 40 and I had a vertical jump. Okay. Forget that. But I'm doing really well. I'm doing really well. And I'm doing well in ways that I haven't done in 25 years. And it's because of these products, folks. And I'm not exaggerating, nor am I making it up. In fact, Scotty Sachs, my partner and friend from Sovereign Radio, we're in the Sovereign Radio Endeavor, where we're promoting the syndication of our shows. And it's going pretty well. Scotty is also on Salem Radio, but he brought me the NanoSoma liquid spray. At a time, I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. I was so debilitated from strep lung linings. And he said, Dave, I'm telling you, just do it. And he said, and don't do it the regular way, five sprays once a day. It's all natural. Do it every hour on the hour. And then Sean McDonald, the North American general manager of the company, basically told me the same thing. And both of those men convinced me, Dave, this is the way you want to go. And within a couple of weeks, I was functional. And within a month, I was actually in the gym working out, but the old bone-on-bone arthritis stuff crept in. And Scotty Sachs to the rescue again, the NanoSoma topical gel grows pluripotent stem cells. And then, of course, they have the skin cream. These three form the starter pack. And so someone wrote in yesterday. Actually, I've heard three times now in 2 days. Dave, you're looking really good. What do you do? I said, it's the products. And I don't claim looking good, not at my age. I look as good as I can and can be expected, but it's a lot better than the alternative. And reunions kind of reveal how people have done. And I am in a pretty good class in that regard, I think, compared to my former colleagues and friends who I love dearly. And I feel fortunate to be in the situation I'm in, but I also realize therefore go I by the grace of God. But these products have had a lot to do with it. And some people have written to me and said, this is God's particle. Yeah. The NanoSoma liquid spray, the immune system boost. Yeah. So anyway, I've gone on long enough, but I'm telling you, everyone in America should be on these products. Absolutely everybody. And I think Big Pharma would finally stand up and try to regulate this out of business. Because it's cheaper, and in many ways, I find it to be more effective. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Cabot Phillips, I have no ill will against the guy. None. I mean, he said some things where I just kind of like wrinkle my nose up, and that's okay, interesting. But I don't have an axe to grind. But I have an axe to grind when you lie to the public, Erica. When you say on an interview with a really suspect host, well, I lived in New York City for 5 years. I never dated, and I just don't drink alcohol. Well, that's all been disproven by stuff that's surfacing everywhere on the net now. You can't miss it. Just put in Erica Kirk drinking and see what you come up with. I don't care that she drank. Okay. I'll sometime over the next 6 months might have a beer or two, but not three. I'm basically qualifying as a non-drinker. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't touch it. And I don't think it's bad that she did. It's bad she lied about not doing it. And then, of course, you got Cabot Phillips. We got pictures with him posing as a couple. Now, if you brought in my friend Sarah Westall, and we have a very nice relationship, and I respect her, and we really like each other, But that's the end of it. We have spouses. Okay? We could stand next to each other and you wouldn't see what people are seeing in those photos. You'd see mutual respect, friendship, appreciation for each other, collegiality, working together, which we're going to do some things together after the first of the year. But you wouldn't see that. And I wouldn't let that show anyway because it's disrespectful to my spouse and it would be to hers. But you do see that with Erica, and there's no mistaking what you're seeing. And people are even were promoting the pictures of them together as the couple, not the couple that are endeavored in a business endeavor, the couple. And then we found out now that she was engaged. Okay, it's okay to have an engagement, and maybe she got married, maybe she didn't. I don't know, and I don't care. But why would you lie about not having a relationship during that entire period of time when there are photos that have been dredged up to basically discredit you? And, in a court of law, if you lie about one thing, they can throw out the entire testimony. Erica, you've hurt yourself with this stuff. You really have. The other thing that I've really had a problem with, and perhaps it's the doing of Charlie's parents, but in the two major public events, you should have been sitting with Charlie's parents, and your kids should have been sitting with Charlie's grandparents. You should have been together at the memorial and at the at President Trump's award for Charlie, well deserved. You should have been sitting with them in the first row, and that made me really angry. You showed extreme disrespect to his parents, and if they didn't want to sit with you and you want to point the finger at them, then my question to you would be, what did you do to cause that to happen? I just think about my own experiences. My wife and I have lost both of our parents, and my dad passed before I ever met my wife. But the reality is, in the death of our three parents, we were in firm support of each other, families. When my mom passed, my mother-in-law was so comforting and so sympathetic and so supportive. That's how it is in most families. I don't see evidence of it there. That bothers me. And Eric, I want to ask you this question too. And this isn't being brought up much that I see. You're gallivanting around. You didn't have a period of mourning. And if there truly are emotional scars that are there, they will come out later. And anyone who's repressed a breakup or the loss of a loved one that hasn't dealt with it, it comes out sideways later down the road, but maybe there's nothing to grieve. And who's watching your kids while you're gallivanting around the country? They just lost their dad. They need their mom more than ever. And am I being, some people think what I'm saying is outrageously disrespectful to a widow. I didn't want to be here, and I said, hey, I'm not going down this road with the criticism of Erica Kirk, despite underneath what I wasn't saying was, I see the warning signs too, but let's see how it plays out. But now we have her caught in abject lies. Hey, it's Wednesday. We may as well have some champagne. Right, Erica? That's out there. That's public now. And too many sites are promoting it. Jimmy Dore, 5149. I mean, and finally I just said, I can't believe anything you're saying, but here's the biggest thing, Erica, that bothers me. Okay. We could chalk this up to individual aberrant reactions to the loss of someone, and I deal with it by keeping busy. And maybe I obfuscate the facts of my background because I want to make it look like I'm totally pure and should be in charge of TPUSA. And I embellish the truth by denying drinking or having a relationship with Cabot Phillips, which there was nothing wrong with. Nothing. No one would ever criticized you for that. Okay. I had girlfriends for my wife. She had boyfriends before me. That's part of life. No one would have ever cared about that. You didn't have to lie about it. But here's what gets me. There are two things. One, Eric, at some point, the evidence is mounting about the Fort Huachuca meeting that you and Harpo were supposedly at. And I said when I first made my post, it looks interesting and compelling what Candace has produced, and now she has the person coming out and saying it. But I also said I need more than one witness. You're going to eventually have to answer questions about this. Right now, you're remaining silent. You're going to have to answer these questions. Okay, set that aside. Here's the biggest thing, Erica. I believe there is good evidence to strongly suggest money laundering at TPUSA. And I have been very explicit about my financial concerns, but I said I'm open to alternative explanations. I will have anyone from your organization on my show to defend the concerns I had over what's been revealed in Forms 990 for three of the four shell corporations that filed 6 months late and then postdated their filing. And when that came out, then we found some things. And I'm not the only one to have talked about this. I mentioned Zach DiGregorio. He's expressed the same concerns. Now, having said all that, Candace, excuse me, Erica, having said all that, why did you allow, or why did you personally cancel Charlie's scheduled Doge type audit of CPUSA? What money's coming in and from who, and where's money going out and to who and to how much? And I guarantee you, there were some things going on that Charlie wouldn't approved of, like one of your TPUSA people receiving $700,000 from two of the four shell corporations with really strong Ukrainian ties, and Charlie was opposed to any more aid in Ukraine. I could go on and on about this, but Eric, if you want to reestablish your credibility, I mean, we might look at these events from your New York City 5 year stay as white lies, embellishment, and okay, and who doesn't tell white lies, okay? If you want us to retreat to that position and say, forgive and forget and move on, then you need to have the audit because I have real concerns about TPUSA and money handling. And I think Charlie's desire to have an audit speaks to that very clearly. You need to have the audit if you want to reestablish any credibility, and it can't be done by your present accounting firm that basically allowed you to postdate the 990 forms. It needs to be through an independent audit. And yes, I'm going to suggest something here that's going to curl the noses up at TPUSA, but it needs to be someone who Candace Owens also approves of because she knows the inner workings of TPUSA. And I believe she would get valid feedback. And I think both sides need to agree on who does the audit. No audit, you're not credible. TPUSA is not credible. There's a huge shadow hanging over your institution financially, not to mention other things. Eric, it's time for you to act like a CEO. And if you want TPUSA to be a voice of influence in the spirit of what Charlie was doing, you need to start by cleansing the house and having an audit and taking action against those who may or may not have done anything inappropriate. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Make sure that you follow us. Get one email per day with everything we do by going to thecommonsenseshow.com. Click on the newsletter link, put in your email. We ask you for your name and stuff, but you don't have to put that. Just put your email and you'll get an email every single day with everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. It's convenient. Over 50,000 people are doing it. And best of all, it is free. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, I don't consider myself to be a ballistics expert, except once I know the facts and some of the principles, like anybody else, I'm capable of organizing, putting things together. And when I see multiple reports that are coming to the same conclusions from people that do know about these things, then I'm duty bound to report it. And I told you, I am not letting go of the Charlie Kirk situation until we have definitive answers. I don't care what happens in a Utah courtroom. That's a rigged situation. Oh, excuse me. When you choose the defense attorneys and you're the prosecution, you've rigged the process. There were really qualified, independent attorneys that wanted to take this case. Mark my words, these defense attorneys will not broach the fact that we can demonstrate ballistically over and over and over a 30-06 didn't do the damage. It's a joke. Unfortunately, I had to sit through a diatribe Friday night of I have experience in the field, and the 30-06 could do that. Oh, and so every sniper I've talked to, I called one on the way home from Friday night. I called Doug Thornton, extensive combat experience. You could hear him on the phone just shaking his head. No, that's just not right. It's not. But the defense attorneys won't bring that up, mark my words, because they're handpicked. We're going to get into some new evidence that begins to really point the finger at certain TPUSA people. I'm going to hold off on the second half of this right now because I'm not quite sure. I'm quite sure of this first part. I am not sure as to the perpetrators of it, although I've seen evidence to suggest it could be true, but I don't think it's evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, so I'm going to hold on to it. You may see it, which is why I'm explaining why I'm not covering that part of it. I'm not covering anything up. I'm just requiring more positive proof than what I've seen presented. We're brought to you by My Digital Money. Crypto is Trump's first step of national recovery with stablecoin. And right now, if I've covered extensively, no question, crypto is being suppressed. Bitcoin is being suppressed by MicroStrategy's JP Morgan, no question. And when the elite have bought up what they think is the most they can buy up, well, then they're going to let the price go crazy. And it's stage one of economic recovery. The Treasury Department's in on this fraud. There's no question. Will it work out for the betterment of America? Probably. Except we're letting some people make profits privately that shouldn't be allowed to. So I'm giving you the opportunity through telling you about what's happening that you should do and can do the same thing. When in Rome, do as the Romans do, even when the Romans are corrupt. So what are you going to do? You're going to go out, you're going to call My Digital Money on Monday, and you're going to position yourself to make quite a bit of money. Yours truly is there. Joe Lombardi, who we've talked about on our show and had him on the show twice, he's going to do the same thing. There are other people around the country doing the same thing, prominent economists that I talk to. And we recognize what's going on right now with the fraud, but the fraud won't perpetrate long. And then people get in, you're going to make really good money. My Digital Money is leading the way. Go to mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. Well, I'm going to cut right to the chase here, and I am going to show you what's going crazy. That's hard candy I'm pointing to right now. Now, if you're listening to this, if we put this on audio, and we may, we're looking at a picture of wrapped hard candy. Okay. And then we're also looking in the back seat of plastic, but not just a regular plastic, plastic that is connected to Wireless Pro. I'm going to read to you John Bray's post here, but it's not John Bray where I found this. I found this in three other publications, and I believe they're correct. I'm just going to stop short of saying who led to this event, but I think there's strong evidence to suggest who did, but I want to have more conclusive proof. And so to John and other people out there, give me more proof. Candace, give me more proof. Okay. John Bray says we have ABS plastic fragmentation in the floorboard of the SUV that took Charlie to the hospital. They are flat black and glossy black fragments scattered in between the seats where Charlie's body was loaded into the SUV. Rode wireless transmitter receivers use a durable black ABS-like plastic housing, rigid metal black interior, and a glossy black exterior. While these cases are tough and resist normal drops, extreme mechanical force, impact crush, or an explosive force. And I'm just going to stop here and I'll put my own two cents in. Do you remember the early photos where Charlie's shirt puffed? Yeah, that's where the microphone was. And while these cases are tough and reserve normal drops, extreme mechanical forces, impact crush, or an explosive force can cause the plastic to fracture into small, irregular shards, exactly like the tiny black pieces visible in the photo. We even see smaller right here. Here's the hard candy. Okay. There's how you move the seat, right? There's, I would assume, the passenger seat, the very end of it there. Here, I've seen this fully. This is blood soaked on top. Okay, you can't see it in this angle, but right here, black piece, black piece, black piece. So something of black plastic was falling off of Charlie when they loaded him in the SUV. Now, I'll tell you what a couple of broadcasters have said. It'd be impossible to load Charlie in and not see some of these pieces. I don't know that I agree with that, and they're implicating Harpo, head of security, Dan Flood, Turek, and Cutler. The emotions would have been so high, and the urgency, if it's sincere, to get Charlie to the hospital, to hope the best can come out of the bad, that your emotions take over and you get real tunnel vision, you don't see it. I can understand missing that. But this is a rather large piece to miss. And you would think that people with the background of these would at least have an inkling that there's something wrong here. But I'll leave that there. I think that's more speculative than proof. Okay, now, plastic to fracture causing irregular shards. As I've looked at other people talk about this, they talk about extreme temperature can do that, and an explosive force, the puffing out of the shirt that we saw, could certainly do that. I'll take you back in time. Take you back in time. Prior to the invasion of Gaza by the IDF, they were taking out Hamas leaders. How? Exploding pagers, exploding cell phones. The technology exists. Now, I'm not sure the mechanics. Is it frequency based? They home into the same frequency and intensify it, and that's what causes it. It heats the metal, turns into a shard as it explodes. That's what I've had suggested to me. I don't know. I'm not an expert in this area, but that is the commonality of the explanations I'm hearing from people who would be in a position to know, like sound engineers and so forth. One said to me, don't ever wear something like this into a sauna. Not that anybody would. But he was making the point about what extreme heat can do. So it's pretty interesting. This originally was debuted by Candace. How the picture was taken, we do not know. How it ended up in Candace's hands, we do not know. And Candace may be in that position where I'll give this to you, Candace, but no one can see it. And when was the picture taken? Well, we're not seeing evidence of a body there, so it had to be after they took Charlie out of the SUV at the hospital, and someone thought to take a picture and then leak it because they knew what they were looking at was not, shall we say, normal. And they thought this should be preserved because I'm sure this has been scrubbed out. So there we have it. One more thing to be explained by TPUSA. Holy crap, Batman. I'll tell you, the proverbial, you know what's hitting the fan here. We don't like to use bad language here. We won't. But I'm aghast at what's going on, what I've discovered. And I'm not the only one discovering this, but I think I have a piece here to plug in that connects the dots even further, especially to Fort Huachuca. Let me write myself a note here, too, because I just thought of that connection here. Folks, I'm telling you, it's all coming together, and the people at TPUSA and Erica Kirk are freaking out. And it's interesting how many of you have picked up on Erica's body language. And finally, when I'd said, I can't take any more, I'm not going to respect the Grieving Widow Act. I'm going to go and see, tell you what I see, tell you what I found. And so many of you wrote to me from yesterday's segment and said, I was thinking the same thing. I picked up on the same thing. I was afraid to say it. I hear you. I was too. But I'm about the truth. And I'll tell you, TPUSA, I had a conversation with a good friend of mine today that we'd have a business venture together. And he just shook his head at TPUSA and what they've become versus what Charlie called for. Anyway, I got new information on Erica Kirk. Now, you can get this in other channels. I saw a couple of references to at least some of what I'm going to say, which is good because we're coming across the same data. Where this gets really interesting is I'm going to add in I think, the missing piece that is publicly available. I am Dave Hodges. My mission here on the Common Sense Show is to free America one enslaved mind at a time. You can help me make it 1 million by sharing what we do. That's all you got to do, share. Now, I've been told the notification bell is blocked. Can any of you confirm that for me? Will you try that after you hear this? And if not, just do it manually, just do a few people, because we need to get the word out here, because we've got to either move totally away from TPUSA to help our young adults become integrated into our system of free speech, God, family, country, not Israel first, Israel second, Israel third. Get the idea, right? No wars, no America boots on the ground. We stand for that too. Now, help us free America. We have a great sponsor here, and I just had someone write to me, the comment section I just read, and they said, Dave, I'm hearing from people that this stuff that you're talking about really works, the Nanosoma products. And I said, well, yes, they do. They worked great for me. And this person said, well, can you be more specific? And I said, come back in the next piece. I will go ahead and I will promote this for you. And they go, okay, so here I am. I'm going to connect it through our share button. And I'll bring it up on screen. If you're listening to us on audio, that's okay. I'll describe it. It's the Nanosoma Magic Dicol Starter Pack, 15% off retail. Three Nanosoma liquid spray bottles you get. This is what boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. Doesn't cure anything, but it's restorative, preventative. And then the gel, which you're going to be able to do things with your joints you haven't done in years. Doesn't happen when you take it Monday and Tuesday. It's all better. No, it took me about 6 to 8 weeks to really start to notice big differences. Today, I have no restrictions. It's almost like my body is back in its 20s. I had more knee pain at 19 than I do today. And then the Nanosoma skin cream, fine lines, wrinkles. That's not what I use it for. Cuts, burns, bruises. Remember the 4 to 6 inch cut I had? 4 to 6 stitches. Nope, didn't get it. Today, look at that. Took me about 10 days. Treating it, wrapping it. You can get yours right now, 15% off. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/DaveHodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/DaveHodges. Okay, I hope you're ready. I hope you're sitting down because this is explosive. It's so explosive, I'm going to take here's the evidence that's publicly available. Publicly. Anybody can find this. Just I, among a few other people, have put this together. Wow. Okay. Yesterday, we talked about Erica Kirk saying, oh, I didn't drink when I was in New York for 5 years. My roommate had unproductive experiences in dating, and I didn't date at all. We know now it's a lie. It's been exposed on social media. I don't know why you'd lie such a thing. I mean, Erica, it's okay if you dated. It's okay if you were engaged, if you were married before. I don't know if you were or not, but things don't work out sometimes. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. No one would judge you for it. I wouldn't judge you for it. But when you lie about it, and you're the head of an organization now that's based on truth, honesty, justice, free speech, loyalty to the country, Christian principles, and we want a leader that's lying about these insane, ill, immaterial items. Well, if you're going to lie about the little things, what's going to keep you from lying about the big things? Well, the answer is nothing. So here's what Erica said, and I did some digging on the roommate. I found her. She had really unproductive dating experiences. She'd go to breakfast with one guy and lunch with another, and I just couldn't do that, so I didn't date. Well, that's not true. We identified Mr. Cabot yesterday. Her name, the roommate's name, is Nicole Rothstein. It's Erica's cousin. And Nicole is Jewish. Erica is part Jewish. That's okay too. We might be in my family line. I don't know for sure. We know that my dad's side of the family came here from Nazi Germany and people intermarried a lot. There wasn't the restriction on Jews and the prejudice towards Jews in Nazi Germany until into the Nazi regime. Okay, so I may have the blood in me, and it's okay if I do. I don't have a prejudice against Jewish people. I have a prejudice against our government not serving America first. I have a problem with TPUSA pivoting away from America first to where they're going. I have a problem with wanting to put boots on the ground to help the foreign imperial desires of Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm not in favor of that at all. I'm not in favor of any wars, to be honest with him, a Christian. So let's talk about Nicole Rothstein. Boy, does this get interesting. Her father, Alan Rothstein, and grandfather were tied to the Jewish mob. Well, kids can come out of a family of crime, and they're not criminals. Plain and simple. If Tyler Robinson indeed shot Charlie Kirk, which he didn't, that doesn't implicate his parents. Doesn't implicate him at all. Okay, so I'm not implicating Nicole. But when I looked into her background, which means it's also part of Erica's background, we had a guy that had, what was it called? Shazoo. a company called Shazoo, which was a money laundering agent. He also, and by the way, busted for it. Shazoom, Emmanuel, Nanu Dynamics, and the suspect background took tons of dollars from companies he'd drive into the ground, pocket the money, and walk away. He had two run-ins with the SEC, once in 1983 and once recently. Okay. Now, the Rothstein family itself, and doesn't mean every member of the family, of course it doesn't, but the Rothstein family was one of the five mafia families in New York City. The Gambinos, okay, exactly, okay. This person had links to Meyer Lansky, you get the idea, okay. Carlos Marcello. All right, he is linked, granddaddy is linked to the 1919 World Series. No, he wasn't a player, didn't strike anybody out, didn't hit a home run. Accused of putting out the money to bribe the series. And the Chicago White Sox for that series became known as the Chicago Black Sox, bribing through the World Series. And if you know baseball history, this is a famous event. Well, her family line did this. Okay. Now, doesn't mean she had anything to do with it. She could be as honest as the driven snow. But remember, when we talk about Nicole, we're also talking about Erica's family line as well. Erica has an aunt named Aunt Carla Mae Solomon Francie. Francie, right? Same name as Erica's maiden name, correct? Okay. She married someone named Jack Solomon. Casino-related stock market fraud, unregistered stocks, 1980s problem with the stock market. Again, we see the what we saw before, the pump and dump schemes cause artificial investments to go up, drive the value up, boom, pull the money out, company collapses, walk away with millions. And there were legal implications there. But here's where it gets interesting. And this is the connection to what I believe is happening at TPUSA. Good old Jack Solomon sits on the board of the Jewish Foundation, big fundraising, political activation group, and Hebrew University, the biggest university in Israel. Anything wrong with it? No. But it shows the allegiances coming out of the Erica Francie family tree and who they have been aligned with. And let's go back. We know the Hamptons meeting in June, in which Charlie was hammered by Jewish donors. We have written proof of this. It's surfaced. Candace surfaced it. I've produced it. Other people have produced it. Okay, we know there was huge conflict. Charlie had said, gonna walk away. Let's bring back Candace. That's in print, people. This isn't in dispute. This is not in dispute. And were there financial improprieties at TPUSA that would match these criminal backgrounds? Well, the answer is Zach DiGregorio, an accountant, would say yes. Dave Hodges, with my unprofessional non-accountant background, looked at it, and I have a hard time believing that you'd send $1.5 million at best case scenario to a UPS post box to a Arizona state senator. No. In fact, actually, I had dinner with a hedge fund guy on Friday night and told him that, and he shook his head. He goes, no one does that. Exactly, no one does that. It was money that went to a parking lot. Okay, with a business that didn't seem to exist, or if it exists, they have no website. They don't have a physical address. So we see similar behaviors here in the modern time, which led Charlie to say, audit 8 days before. I've seen the form. You have seen the form, been online, looked it up. And now the audit, as I mentioned yesterday, was canceled by none other than who's the CEO? Who could kill the audit? Who could do the audit? Erica Francie Kirk. That's who could do the audit and should do the audit. But with things that we found with the $8.6 million, people that have gotten into TPUSA with strong Ukrainian ties, paid huge salaries by TPUSA, by the way. And listen, I can see Charlie, he doesn't mind the store. I don't mind my financial store very much. Okay, it's not that I have this huge outlay like TPUSA would have, but I have enough that it needs to be managed. And my wife does the majority of the management. Why? Because she ran part of a major corporation in the state of Arizona. That's why. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay, she has the experience. She knows the allocation stuff, the tax implications. She knows this and that and the other. And am I involved? Yeah. Do we? I know what we have. I know what we have. But I defer to her. And if I do something, I'm darn well going to communicate with her because her financial mind is better than my financial mind. Charlie allocated a lot of this stuff to the TPUSA people that he had blind trust in, and that trust was betrayed. Zach DiGregorio found $8.6 million missing dollars. We have found $1.5 million of it going to a parking lot in Queen Creek, Arizona, but there's still that question of about $7 million. Where did it go? And you know what's really interesting? And not to cast aspersions, but if you are running an organization like TPUSA and you're getting over $100 million of donations, wouldn't you have an accountant be your CFO, chief financial officer? Wouldn't you not have that? I know you're all going, yeah, Dave, of course. Well, TPUSA doesn't. They have an ex-Arizona state senator who's not an accountant, the head of their CFO. I could go on and on and on with this. There are money issues with TPUSA, I'm convinced of that. But you're not allowed to ask questions. Well, yes, I am. At 501c3, you're using my darn tax money And I have a right and a legal right to ask questions. And I'm asking questions. Produce the results by doing the DOGE audit that Charlie called for 8 days before his death. Do the audit. Erica Kirk, I'm calling on you publicly right now. Do the audit or face continuing questions. You're supposed to be transparent. 501c3, taking our money, and you won't do the audit that Charlie ordered. Why? Answer the question, Erica, Blake Neff, new CFO. Answer the question. Why aren't you doing the audit with an independent accounting agency with no ties to any of this? Why? Was Charlie just full of it? Was he delusional? Did he become schizophrenic? He's out of his mind. We don't want to do something like that. That's crazy, Charlie. Or do you have something to hide? Another question. We're going to keep asking questions. By the way, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about asking questions, TPUSA, because here's why I'm on this. I'm not on this for clickbait. Quite honestly, my life would be simpler. I'd be dealing with less hassle if I wasn't on this. If I just stuck with 3i Atlas and the recent discoveries there, which are amazing, I would do a lot better. And I'd sleep a lot more soundly. Here's the bottom line. TPUSA is one of the most powerful political institutions in the country and the world. They have the capability of potentially shaping the views of our warrior class, late teens, early 20s, who would be boots on the ground in places, let's say like Iran, fighting with a country, one of the countries in the Middle East. And my son's in that age group. I have every right to ask these questions. And when you don't follow through with the audit that Charlie ordered, I have to conclude you're hiding something. And in the words of Charlie, TPUSA, prove me wrong. Now, I said I had an original connection here with connection to the dots. Not original in terms of information. This is publicly available. But in terms of connecting the dots, kind of like 3i Atlas and the hexagonal structures that are being put together out there. It's amazing. If you didn't see that post, you need to go look at it. Here's the deal. Mommy and Daddy Francie, Mommy and Daddy, DOD, deep into DOD. With the receipts that Candace is producing, and Candace, I believe you're going to close the loop. Okay, I believe Candace is going to close the loop. I don't care what Alex Jones says. Alex Jones' words mean nothing to me. He's turning on Candace now. Really, Alex? Why? Why? Maybe if you keep this behavior up, I'll tell the world why. And you know what I'm talking about. Here's the deal. Deep DOD, that gives you an intelligence component. And what is Candace saying, and what is Candace's witnesses and whistleblowers saying about who went to Fort Huachuca? Highly secured intel facility day before Charlie's dead. Doesn't prove anybody did anything that went to the meeting. But does that open up an avenue of investigation to look for motive? You're darn right it does. And if you got parents with that kind of background and say, well, Dave, how do we know this manifested in Erica's life? See, that's the first question I would ask. You have parents that do this, doesn't mean the daughter's involved. Well, I would suggest you look at everybody has little angels, and these are my cute little Romanian angels. How many times have you heard that clip? And then come to find out that bad things were happening at a nearby base. Does that implicate Erica? No, but I'll tell you what. I don't believe in guilt by association, but I believe in connecting the dots for purposes of investigation. So I think this all needs to come under scrutiny. If they're not going to answer basic questions about where their money's going, which is our legal right to ask, taxpayers, you have a legal right to ask. If they're not going to tell the truth there, if Erica's going to lie about her personal life, if we start uncovering things that say, well, gee, she comes from people that had big-time criminal backgrounds. Doesn't mean she is, but it's creating an image, a picture and a suspicion that any detective who is really looking to get to the bottom of this would ask. I mean, if this were, say, being investigated as criminal behavior, you'd have a whiteboard and you would have all the things up on that whiteboard that I've said here today. And you might be able to scratch some of them off. And it may be that Erica comes out as being no more than a liar about the personal details of her life for the 5 years she was in New York. But if you lied about that, you get my drift. I trust nothing about TPUSA now. Nothing. And maybe I'm delusional. Okay, maybe I'm demonic and mean, as Ben Shapiro would undoubtedly call me, like he called Candace. But I will tell you this. There were people who I know, who I have business relationships with, that were at TPUSA. And this ain't the same TPUSA, and they all said it. And it had a distinctive, repressive nature, arrogant, haughty, not my words, this is what I'm being told. I wasn't there, I couldn't dare show up there. But they had this haughty attitude. We know what the truth is, shut up. And then they had prominent Israel Jewish displays. And I was sent pictures. I'm filtering through them now, and I'll decide tomorrow, in all likelihood, maybe later in today's series of segments, I'll publish them. But for those of you who were there, you'll say, oh, I saw that. But maybe it didn't flip the switch. How many times do you walk by concession stands and in ticket booths and promotion booths at an event like a concert, and you just don't pay attention to them? It could be you just walked by and just kind of tuned it out. It was part of the background noise. You weren't paying attention to it. You were looking at the attractive person coming your way. Any number of reasons. But once you see the pictures I've been sent, I think you'll begin to see why I have concerns. TPUSA, take the USA out of it. Try TPIDF. Because it's pretty clear that's where you're going. And as I've said, I support the defense of Israel. Regardless, I can't stand Netanyahu. I think his policies are absolutely inhumane. But I support the Israeli people. I support their culture, their history, their background, their right to worship the way they see fit. That has not changed. But I'm talking about TPUSA, in my humble opinion, is a fraud, and they should change their name to what I just said. Because that's who they truly represent now. So let's make sure you know, donators, that when you donate your money, what you're donating to, you're not donating to Donald Trump and America first. You're donating to a foreign power, a foreign entity, foreign interests. The message has changed, and this is what all the fighting was about. From the Hamptons to the text exchange in July, that, well, TPUSA people validated the text exchange that Candace came out with, where Charlie said, I think we might need to move away and maybe I should bring back Candace. And oh, he got an uproar from his inner circle, who I believe deserted him. That's my belief. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this here. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And Eric, I'm going to say this to you. You can disassociate from this criminal background in your family history, and it could very well be true. For sometimes the worst families come the best people. But you have explaining to do. Why did you lie about your personal life in New York? And why won't you do the audit? Okay, I'm willing to turn a blind eye to your family background. But I'm not willing to turn a blind eye to your family background when you're less than forthcoming in other areas. I'm going to say it again. Doge, audit, Erica, or no credibility. And you can hide behind the, I won't put up with it when you accuse my family, my TPUSA Charlie's family. They weren't Charlie's family in the end of the day. If they were, there would have been an audit. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.